Its Current State on 90.5 WKAR. This week, the Broadway series at MSU's Wharton Center presents the touring company of Pippin for 8 shows starting tomorrow night. Pippin first hit Broadway in 1972 with John Rubinstein in the title role. A revival of the show in New York won 4 Tony Awards in 2013, including Best Revival of a Musical. The cast coming to East Lansing includes John Rubinstein, not as Pippin again all these years later, but as King Charlemagne, Pippin's father. Current State Scott Pohl talked with John Rubinstein about returning to the show that made him famous.
Let's start with the basis of the story. Let's assume we have listeners who have never seen Pippin, aren't really familiar with it. What's the basis of the story?
The story is an everyman story. Therefore, it sort of appeals to all people, all ages, all genders. It's a young man, in this case, who wants, as all young men and women do, to be extraordinary. He wants his life to make a difference, to be important. He wants to be noticed. He wants to be fantastic. And the play shows him going through his life, trying every possible way to do that, and only meeting with disappointment and frustration. He is being led in this journey by a sort of metaphorical circus band of performers. And so there's a performance aspect to the play as it is presented, and that's what makes Pippin unique, special, and sort of amazing, and always has. But that's the story. It's in the plot. He is Pippin, the son of Charlemagne, the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. But it's not in any stretch of the imagination a historical play, even though the names of those characters are true and there are others that are historical. It's not at all about that. It's about what the journey we all take in our lives, trying to make our lives special, and then confronting the reality of what life is.
Well, that's the storyline for the play, the musical, but the storyline of this production, in large part, is you, because you were Pippin when Pippin opened on Broadway in 1972, and now here you are playing the father to the son. You are King Charlemagne. That's got to be really rewarding. I can't imagine that in 1972 you thought that 40-some years later you would be back in Pippin playing Charlemagne.
No, never once crossed my mind. You're absolutely right. And also you're right that it's wonderful. I love it. There's very little that can compare to it. I know a couple of guys I went to school with who worked in their father's business and then took over the business now. The father is gone and they are running the place. So there might be some kind of an echo of that feeling that they have, but that's still different. You're checking in and doing a job every day that isn't appearing on a stage. And there's something about the life that I chose, I think, that is, I feel lucky every day that I made that choice. It's been a very, very hard one, and remains hard, but it's fantastic. And so to get to go back into a show that I was there at the creation of and part of and relive it, not just see it again, but be in the middle of it from a completely different angle in a brand new and sort of spectacular rethinking of it is a great gift, something I never would have anticipated. And I feel lucky every day.
Having been Pippin so many years ago, what does that bring to the way you've chosen to portray Charlemagne? Having looked across the stage at Charlemagne and now being in Charlemagne's shoes, is there something about having been Pippin that informs the way you're portraying Charlemagne?
I do think so. I mean, you know, I would have to be very specific and really think it through moment by moment. But yeah, having gone on the journey of Pippin almost 1,000 times on stage in front of an audience, I had lots and lots of time to imagine what the underpinnings of the story are, what the feelings between the father and son are, which are very, very important among many other things that go on. And so now to get to play the father, I am re-experiencing something that I did experience, as opposed to, you know, experiencing something for the first time. Even though I'm on the other side of the chess table, as it were, I know the moves. I know the story. It's in my blood somewhere. And so what exactly that makes me do on stage that I wouldn't have otherwise done, that is a harder question to answer. The one thing I do think I could say, though, is from the very beginning, I auditioned for this part for everybody. And without ever thinking about it or planning it or working on it, from the very moment I walked in, I'm doing Eric Berry's voice. Eric Berry is a wonderful British actor who originated the role of Charlemagne opposite me as Pippin. And I'm doing his voice. I'm not playing the part any remotely way like he did, because it's been redirected and reimagined by Diane Paulus and the cast of this show. So it's a very different Charlemagne completely. And I think it's sort of become my own a little bit.
I'm interested to hear you compare this new production of Pippin with your experience in the 70s on all sorts of levels. The acrobatics in this new production, maybe the technology has changed over the years. What's different about what you're doing now compared to your 70s experience?
Well, you know, the first thing to talk about is the times are different. Pippin opened in the throes of the Vietnam War. The Vietnam War was something that was tearing this country to pieces. There were three networks, and the nightly news and the morning news showed the war in Vietnam. And there was a draft so that every young man was eligible to be sent over there to die and or kill a lot of people. And that was the mentality. That was the consciousness of the United States at that time. Now, we are sadly still at war. I have a 9-year-old son who has not lived a single day without his country being at war. But we don't see it on TV. You turn on your TV and see the news and, you know, you'll see Obama making a speech and you'll see, you know, something going on. And yeah, if there's a crisis, you'll see floodwaters and you'll see people in distress. And there's lots of problems going on. But the fact that we are fighting wars in two or three different places, torturing people, killing people, being killed, the dead being brought back to this country of our soldiers. We don't see that. So, and there's no draft. So I have a bunch of sons. They're not in danger of being sent over to Iraq or Afghanistan. So our life just goes on. When Pippin opened and we were showing war and dismemberment and blood and a king who gloried in it. The name of the war number is called Glory. It was chilling and dark and funny and sexy, and it froze the blood. Now it isn't. Now it's just more of an entertainment. There's some sarcasm and there's some cynicism, but the audience, I don't believe, experiences, they don't experience that kind of, oh my God, you know, here's what we're doing. And here's a musical that is showing us what we're doing with a huge sarcastic grin and high kick. It's different. So the times are different.
I want to go over real briefly your Broadway resume, which includes, along with Pippin, outstanding programs and shows like Children of a Lesser God and Kane Mutiny and Ragtime and Hurley Burley and Dem Butterfly. I'm going to assume a certain number of our listeners, though, have never been to Broadway, and where they will be able to remember you is from TV shows that you were part of, including Family and Crazy Like a Fox. You've done much more than just Broadway, and those TV references might help some people connect with you as they get ready to go see Pippin in East Lansing.
Sure. Who is this guy? Yes, Family was a wonderful show. I did it. I started it right after Pippin. I did Pippin for 2.5 years. Came back to Los Angeles, and there were Aaron Spelling and Mike Nichols putting on a television series about a family with Seda Thompson and James Broderick, who is the father of Matthew Broderick. Matthew was a little boy then. I knew him. And Christy McNichol and Gary Frank. And ultimately, Meredith Baxter, who played my wife. She was the daughter of the house, the oldest daughter. And I was her rich, sort of philandering husband. The very first scene in the pilot of that show was me in bed with another woman cheating on my wife. That's how we entered the story of this particular family. And I did that show on and off for five more years.
Well, I must say, I've seen recent pictures of you, John, and I've seen pictures of you from Family, and you haven't changed a bit. The hair has not changed a bit.
Well, you're being either too flattering or slightly blind. I still have that curly hair. I just don't grow it out as long, and there's quite a bit less of it above my forehead. But yeah, it's still me.
John Rubinstein originated the role of Pippin in 1972 on Broadway, now back in this production of Pippin that arrives in East Lansing this week, playing Pippin's father, King Charlemagne. Thank you so much. Great talking with you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.